In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. This is the voice of Father Blessed Ambang Njume, and the program is Catholic Meditation. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Sirach, chapter 35, verses 1 to 12. The Gospel is taken from St. Mark, chapter 10, verses 28 to 31. I read from the Gospel. Peter took this up. "Look," he said to him, "we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "In truth, I tell you, there is no one who has left house, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, or land for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times as much: houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, and persecutions too, now in this present time and in the world to come, eternal life. Many who are first will be last, and the last first." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird.
Pray to have a good death. Pray to have a good death. Dear friends, how many of us really ask ourselves how we would die? When, where, and how shall your death meet you? Would it meet you prepared? Or would it meet you unprepared? How would your end be? The concluding remarks of Jesus in today's gospel are somewhat frightening, yet they draw our attention to the end. Why should the first now later become last? And the last now later become first? These words of his are, however, words of caution and a warning bell. What Jesus means is the end of the race is very important, and that matters most. Not that he does not encourage us to kick off the race with much enthusiasm and be the first now. No. His caution is we should be careful not to kick off with much excitement, yet do not let that excitement carry us to the end. We later lose zeal, letting those from the back come forward and take over. Running a race is not all about speed, enthusiasm, and determination. They are important, However, technique and perseverance till the end also come into play. So Jesus likens the kingdom of heaven and a Christian journey like a race. As we have seen, not all those who lead the race from the start lead all through to the finish. Most times, some other person comes from the back to later win the race. Jesus was speaking in relation to the question Peter asked him. What about us who have left everything to follow you? In the previous verses of this 10th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, that is chapter 10 verses 17 to 27, which was yesterday's Gospel, Jesus had spoken of the danger of riches. He gave the example of a rich young man who missed eternal life because of his riches. Wealth, his wealth stood between him and his eternal life. He would not sell his wealth and give the money to the poor. He was not ready to get out of his comfort zone. Then today, Peter seeks a consolation prize or even the crown prize as it were. What about us, he asked. We who have left everything. In a way, Peter means they are unlike the rich young man. In his case, he would not detach from his wealth and riches. But in their case, they had left everything. They had abandoned everything to follow Jesus. True. They had truly left everything, unlike the rich young man. Jesus promises them a great reward, yet his words of caution at the end are important. There are many first who will be last, and the last who will be first. By this, Jesus warns them not to pride themselves of their position now. It is the final perseverance to the very end that matters. It shouldn't be a surprise to them. Should a rich young man later give up all and even become far better than them? Of course, it proved true. Zacchaeus and Paul are a few examples who would come from behind and even be far better than one of the apostles, Judas Iscariot. So, beloved, the importance is not when or for how long we have sold all to follow Christ, but the grace of perseverance till the end. In a sentence, dying in a state of grace. For there are many who have lost faith, as there are many who have grown in faith. Therefore, do not pride yourself about where you are now with regard to faith, and trying to condemn others, no. Rather, thank God for your faith, but more so, pray for the grace to persevere to the very end, for there are many who took off well, but have fallen off the track. Jesus invites the apostles and we all to maintain our standard. It is easy to be first in class or to have a good result in a subject or a term, but more important is maintaining your standard and not dropping, maintaining your good records till the end. Let us pray then for that grace of final perseverance. Let all our good works not come to an unworthy end, and to naught should death meet us at a bad state. That explains why the second part of the Hail Mary prayer makes much sense. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. That final moment, that hour of death, is important because it can make or mar, just like the thief on the cross. Pray, beloved. Pray, but pray mostly for the hour of your death, that it may meet you in the state of grace. For you would have started so well, but before reaching the final crossing point, you lose it. When you see someone dying, it could even be yourself, rather than wail and shout, help them mention the name of Jesus. We are told that the last sense to die is the sense of hearing. When you mention the name of Jesus by their sight, they can hear it. Rather than shout and wail, pray for them and pray with them. Let them hear those words and let them be able, like the thief on the cross, to mention that name. Oh, dear Lord, here I am. I am coming to meet you. It is important. Just those words mentioned in faith can help them cross that final line. Think about yourself. How would you meet your end? Prepared or unprepared? On the road? On your bed? In the air? At home? Or in the hospital? Prepare for your end, beloved. Die in the state of grace. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.